This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like to throw at them, like, what if you stopped complaining and started focusing on all the stuff they're doing good and then said, you know, I believe they're going to get better at communication on the sideline. Instead of ranting and raving and sounding like a blowhard, what would happen if that shift, if all the fans just started thinking like that? Well, fans don't want to hear that, I'm finding out. They like to get out there and bitch about things.
Hey now, it's Kraken. Welcome to episode 238 of the Jim Rome Podcast. I am pumped to have you here because I am pumped to share this conversation with you. This week, I'm chopping it up with former NFL quarterback Jake Plummer. Of course, Jake the Snake was a first-team All-American and Pac-10 Offensive Player of the Year at Arizona State. He went on, he had an excellent NFL career, and just a different kind of guy, and I mean that in the best way possible. Since retiring, he's become a major advocate for the health benefits of cannabis and the founder of Umbo Mushrooms, along with former UFC champ Rashad Evans. So needless to say, we have a lot to cover with him, and he does not do a lot of long-form conversations, so let's not waste any more time. Let's get right at it. It's episode 238 with former Pro Bowl quarterback Jake Plummer, and it's coming at you right now. So, Jake, it's been a minute, or maybe in our case, 5 minutes. It is so good to run you down. How you doing, dude? How's life?
Life's good. Life's been very kind to me. I definitely am enjoying it, you know, with being removed from the game for a while and finding my groove and what's next in my life and raising kids, living in beautiful Colorado and surrounded by beautiful people. And thank good things are happening, man. I'm enjoying life. It's nice to be back on your show.
No, it's good to have you. I love that. I love hearing that, Jake. So let's kind of get into that. Like, it's hard to imagine. I mean, to me, it's almost impossible to imagine. It's been 15 years since you last played. And seems to me, Jake, some never really find themselves once the cheering stops. Others, however, that's when life truly begins. What has the journey been like for you over the past decade and a half?
Yeah, wow. Great question. And well said. You know, it's like anything, when you leave something that's been such a huge incremental part of your life, and we're really not, you know, coached or taught how to prepare for that day, it puts you in a position to really become, you know, find out who you really are, like learn a lot about yourself. And when I was ready to leave, I was ready to leave, like get out of there and be away from the game, have nothing to do with it. So I just removed myself when I retired, you know, moved up to North Idaho and got some peace and quiet in the woods up there and didn't watch much football and kind of just removed myself from the thing that had been not a burden, but it definitely become a burden. And that's why, you know, I ultimately left was it was just not as enjoyable as it had been through my whole career. And so getting away like that, decompressing, getting to see family, being able to travel, getting married, you know, starting a family and all those things started happening. And then I found myself going, what the hell do I do now? You know, I don't really want to go coach, but I ended up coaching some up at the school up in Sandpoint, Idaho. And, you know, what's next for me? What did I plan for? You know, I didn't really think about being done and what I would do. And so I went through a little phase where, you know, it wasn't so good. You know, depression set in, you know, wondering what's next, trying to find something that could even compare to the highs that we would feel, you know, working with playing football and being involved with a team and having a mission and having your schedule set and knowing like what you're doing every day of the year, pretty much. You know, it was a tough transition there, you know, not early on, but like midway through, you know, year 8, 9, 10, it was kind of like, wait a sec, I'm getting older and I'm feeling my body's the effects of the game. And so, you know, a lot of great opportunities came my way and I was open to receive them. And as the path has gone, I found myself in a great position to continue on and now realize, you know, football was one part of my life affecting and being an influence over, you know, some kids as a role model and being entertainment for, you know, thousands of people. that watched me play was just a small part of my life. Now, you know, the real fun begins, the real, you know, path for myself begins as I kind of find myself in the arena that I'm in now, and being able to have the effect I have with the influence and kind of the respect that I got for doing my own thing always. You know, it's kind of fun to get here now, but the path was arduous at times. But it's just like life, you know, life's going to throw stuff at you. And if you got the right people around you and you got the right tools, then hopefully you can navigate through those tough times, because they don't go away. It's just how you get through them.
Jake, honestly, I think that's an amazing response. There is so much that I could unpack from that, so much I could follow you up on with that. That's, to me, is an incredible response, and I want to get into some of this. When you talked about the depression that you felt after you left the game, I can understand whereby you might be depressed. How did you treat that? What did you do with that depression?
You know, I was trying to stay active, you know, playing handball, you know, mountain biking, doing things that, you know, as an athlete, you work out a lot of that stress. You work out a lot of, you know, oh, I had a bad game. Well, let's go work out. Let's go practice harder. Let's go get after it. And so, you know, you don't have that structure. So that was the hard thing, is getting the structure set around, you know, making sure that I knew that that's what made me feel good, was being able to go play handball, go do, you know, something new like yoga, starting to do stuff for my body. But, you know, my body would break down. My body would have a sore hammy, and I didn't have, you know, the training staff there to go in and see, get it rubbed down and be okay, you know. So it really was a full dive into taking control of your life and your time and time management. You know, it was tough. It wasn't like there was any magical thing I could do except really look at myself and say, what makes you happy? What am I doing that brings me joy? What am I not doing, or what is getting in the way of me, you know, going to pursue those things? Or even not getting in the way, but what is keeping me from doing that? And, you know, not everybody is in the situation that I was when I retired, to be, you know, financially secure, being able to not really have to go get a job. You know, I could do whatever I wanted. And part of that was tough too, because sometimes it's nice to have a structure or a thing that you get involved in where you have to go be somewhere to have camaraderie, to have, you know, a connection with people. And so I lost contact when I got depressed. You know, I lost the contact with friends. I lost contact with connecting with new friends. What got it out for me was just having a really solid partner in my life who said, you know, you got to go get this done yourself. I can't bring you happiness. We can't bring you happiness. You know, your dog, your cat, your kids, that's not going to make you happy. Only you can go find that happiness. And, you know, through the work that I've done and the, you know, the time that it's taken, and also like a football career, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that you go through, I'm sitting here now in a much better space, having been exposed to a lot of really amazing humans that have brought a lot of off the wall, kind of not popular, you know, homeopathic and natural type medicines that people don't know much about. But for some reason, these people have come into my life, and not just recently, but even, you know, 8 years ago when my journey with Charlotte's Web started, you know, all this has been a path of healing to get me to right now where I feel good. I feel like life is always going to be challenging and present you with stress and obstacles, but it's just how you perceive those. And if you can have the people around you, the support staff, and be in your right mind and have tools and techniques that you use, kind of like when football, you know, we were disciplined. We knew that we had to get up, work out, stretch, eat right, get rest. It's the same thing with life. You know, trying to get those same tools to help you navigate, you know, everything that happens in life, which is always a roller coaster.
You know, Jake, you and I had conversations, many conversations over the years when you played and even after you played. And I'm just going to say, from where I'm sitting right now, I think you sound amazing, dude. I think you sound amazing. Are you craving some protein after a good workout? I always am. Listen, this time, don't make a shake or eat a bar. Grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender and made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire. And it goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach, anywhere at all. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. Clones. If you do not see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Your energy is incredible. Very clearly. I mean, you've put in this time. You've put in this work. You've been searching. We all change. We all evolve. We all grow. It's amazing. I just want to say, I think your energy is incredible. You told The Athletic recently, quote, "The world would be covered in shit if it weren't for mushrooms. They're cleaning up the mess we've created," end of quote. I love that. Yeah. How so? What do you mean by that?
They're basically decomposers. You know, I mean, you go out in the forest and a lot of people don't look down at the ground much, but they're everywhere. A great documentary, Fantastic Fungi, you know, opened my mind up to the fantastic queendom of fungi. That really is relatively unknown. It's practiced. A lot of it is practiced in Eastern medicine. Used mushrooms and fungi are used to treat a plethora of ailments and diseases over there. Here in, you know, Western medicine, it's a little bit different. But the tide's changing. People are understanding, like, the fungi, the mushrooms, you know, from that movie, I'll backtrack a minute. The mycelium that is under the ground that goes and shares nutrients, that shares energies between plants and trees. And it's like this massive web that surrounds the earth. And it's not about gathering it all for themselves. There's no like mycelium that has like 15 cell walls or has all the power. They share everything. And it's just a beautiful model for us to learn from, really, is how can we help humanity? You help humanity by having enough for yourself, but also providing a space or providing help or providing a hug or a handshake, or even just the concern or like moment of interest in someone else's life can be the difference for somebody. And so the mushrooms have really taught me a lot about, you know, like I said, the trees that fall in the forest, they'd just be laying there if not for mycelium that comes up and it decomposes all of that and turns it back into, you know, beautiful, robust, fertile soil. And I've become a big fan of just going out into the forest and walking around and seeing what I bump into. If I find mushrooms or they find me, and then started taking the tinctures, the functional mushroom tinctures. And now again, in a position to educate people and share this knowledge that I'm not going out and like discovering these things. This is just ancient knowledge getting passed down through me. I'm a conduit of information for people to look at a different way to approach their health and wellness. And these functional mushrooms have been around for a long time. Right at the start of the pandemic, I started taking some, and I really felt the difference. Like, my immune system was strong. I noticed my sleep was much better. My recall was improving. My memory, everything was getting better. My inflammation in my joints, whatever was left over from my time working with Charlotte's Web and using the hemp oils, which were also another plant medicine, another beautiful gift from Mother Nature that had so many profound effects on my health, not only my physical, but my mental health. The mushrooms have kind of tapped me into mental, physical, and now spiritual health, like being in touch with nature and in touch with this wonderful organism that grows everywhere and shares nutrients to every living thing you see growing around you. It makes sense to me that we should, you know, think about using these and as a supplement and incorporating them back into our diet here as a society, in Western society, that we pretty much eliminated an entire kingdom. I call it a queendom, but we pretty much eliminated it from our diet. And we're pretty sick as a society. There's a lot of ailments, a lot of disease, a lot of people suffering from mental illness now, and there are, you know, a lot of people finding relief in a lot of different ways from diving into these beautiful organisms.
All right. Seems to me, Jake, for instance, I didn't play in the NFL, so, but I suffer from some of these things that you're talking about. Like, I would like a reduction in stress. I don't have great gut health. Certainly, I would like to improve memory. I want to think more clearly. I'd like to sleep better. These are the types of things you're talking about. And I ask you this really respectfully. You're talking about, I'm just trying to educate. I'm trying to share knowledge. When you talk about these things generally, certainly you're going to run into some people who have an open mind, but is there still a stigma? For instance, when you preach the magic of the mushroom itself, do folks often hear this and think you're just doing drugs and then miss the message altogether?
You know, I live in Boulder and in Colorado, where they pushed legislation not only for decriminalizing marijuana, but now decriminalizing you know, psychedelics and decriminalizing nature. So here it's not so much received like that. A lot more people are open-minded to the ability that these organisms have to help us as a human species. So there's really not as much resistance here. It's more of they don't understand, like I say, it's an entire queendom, right? There's 2.2 to 3 million fungi in the world, and we've only discovered 100,000 or 100,000 plus of them. So we've just scratched the surface on this entire mass of possibly things that could help with remedying some of these ailments that we're all talking about, suffering from and dealing with. You say reduction of your stress, like reducing stress, like you can't reduce stress. I mean, just standing under the sun, you're going to incur like stress from the sun's rays, but it's how you receive that. I receive it as energy. I receive it as love from the sun, and it charges me. Just being out in public, I mean, in traffic, wherever you go, you're going to be under stress. It's just how your body responds to it. Are you giving yourself the best opportunity and the best tools? Are you doing the right things? If maybe even starting your day with some breath work, waking up instead of jumping up, checking your phone, making coffee and getting in traffic to go to work. Do you wake up 10 minutes early to just do a little bit of breath work to like breathe in the beautiful air surrounding us and breathe out and try to find a little sense of relaxation before you face your day? It's such a simple thing that we forget to do. The confusion comes from people that back, same thing that happened with hemp. When I was working for Charlotte's Web and educating people about hemp oil and its benefits, they are like, I don't want to get high. I don't want to feel high. I don't want to end up in the basement watching, you know, reruns of Andy Griffith and eating Cheetos all day. Like, that's not what I want. Like, well, hemp is not like that. I had to educate people, and along with a lot of other athletes stepped up at the time to educate and show people what it was doing to help these young kids through the realm of caring that were suffering from seizures, and a lot of other people suffering from a lot of other maladies that were getting relief from using hemp. It's the same thing with mushrooms. The first thing they think is like, they look around like, oh, is it, can I get some? Do you have any? I'd love to trip out, you know, or will it make me trip out? And like, we're talking about an entire queendom that has so many mushrooms in it that there are a lot that will trip you out and take you on a healing journey. But a lot of them have been used, like I said, in Chinese medicine for thousands and thousands of years to treat a multitude of ailments and disease. And so it's just, again, a chance to educate people. Yes, you can get mushrooms that will make you see colors and see trees moving. And I don't know what else. You might see them talk to you or walk up and hold you. I don't know. But they're the mushrooms that we're working with Umbo and, you know, growing out of the farm at Michael Love are functional mushrooms that they don't make you trip out, but they will definitely help you as they have amazing adaptogenic properties. And adaptogenic by means, I mean, you know, they help your body balance out. They help everything in your systems adapt to an imbalance. They bring you back to homeostasis. And so it's, again, just another beautiful gift from nature that we have overlooked. And for some reason, I've been, you know, given an opportunity to be a conduit of this remembering of a way that was, you know, back in the days, there wasn't a pharmacy, a Walgreens on every corner, and you couldn't just have Amazon deliver your pills to your door. Like, you had to go find the cures. You had to go find the things out in nature. And what I've learned through this is there's a balance. Everything that we incur or come across that can set us back as a human species or give us an ailment or cause some kind of problem in our life, nature provides a balance for that. It's the yin, the yang. It's the light, the dark. It's just a constant balance. And so to be able to do this, it's, like I said, football was an important part of my life. And I understand now why I played football. It gave me the freedom now to sit down and go, okay, now is my real gift that I can bring back to this world, is to come and share this with people. Because for some reason, they'll listen to an ex-NFL quarterback, you know, just because of how I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to live it to the fullest. I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm trying to get rid of old injuries. I'm not hanging my hat on this CTE bullshit. Of course, it's not bullshit. It is real, but it can't define you. And when people, that's the first thing they lead with is their injuries or their ailments, or I've got this, I've got anxiety, I've got this. Well, you don't have to have it. When you grasp onto it, you're like firmly believing in it. And, you know, it's just a process of letting your mind maybe go out a little further than you've let it, to think a little differently, to say, you know, I don't want to have these things. I don't want to feel this way. what can I do to change that? You know, there's lots of things out there that can help.
So I've got a quick question for you. Do you feel like your antiperspirant keeps you dry all day long? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray has an instantly drying antiperspirant formula that can help give you a cleaner feel and offers 48-hour sweat and odor protection. I said it, 48 hours. It's incredible. And on top of that, Dove Men Dry Spray feels light and it's clean on your skin and it's quick and it's easy to use, especially when you are on the go. And Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique 1/4 moisturizing cream that helps to protect your skin. You know, you gotta have that. You have to moisturize. It leaves your skin feeling comfortable and it helps to protect your skin as well. Truly, take advantage of that. You've gotta moisturize. Try Dove Men Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. First of all, I really like what I'm hearing, and I'm with you on this, Jake. You know, that part about the very end you just mentioned, I'm not going to get caught up in the CTE bullshit. I would imagine what you mean by that is you got a lot of guys that play the game and maybe they haven't done this work or they're not sure where to look or they're not sure what to do, but they're assuming the worst, right? They're sitting around assuming the worst, yeah, knowing this is coming one day. This is coming one day. Let me ask you, aside from mushrooms or alternative medicines, the point that you make about the mind, Jake, like, how much power is there within our own minds? I mean, how much of this can be, if we're careful or disciplined about it, how much can be mind over matter? How much of this can we heal ourselves with just our minds?
Well, I don't know, man. You know, it's yet to be known, but I'm experiencing things every day when I just choose how I even speak or think. When I catch myself thinking a negative thought or thinking something could go wrong, I change that. Or if I hear myself speaking, not in truth, not with reverence to, you know, pushing forward or putting out into the world goodness and positivity, then I catch myself and it's becoming aware. And I think back to the times when I was playing ball and, you know, what gave me the ability to do what I did at 195 pounds, 6'2", coming out of Boise, Idaho, where I could go out and we'd be down, written off by everybody, fans are leaving, yet we could still come back and win games. Like, that was all just up here. It wasn't a coach making great calls. It wasn't this, that. It was just us making our minds up. Like, we're not losing this goddamn game. That's just mentally, we made our minds up. And I led a lot of those. I would go and grind on these guys that were sitting on the sideline, like, get your asses up. We can't do it if you sit here on the bench thinking about what you're doing later. We got to think about right now. And so as athletes, and I look at myself personally, I mean, I was one of the top 30 in the world at what I did, like one of the entire best in the entire world. So if I can do that with football and these athletes that get to that same level, if we can all attain that with a professional sport, which is just a game, good God, it's just a game. It really means very little. And people may get mad at that. It's a great entertainment for families. It's a lot of fun to go out and play football, but it's just a game. It's a freaking game. People just play it. It's the same thing every weekend, the same scores, the same things. It's very entertaining, but it is still just a game. If we can all go and put our minds into something greater, into changing the world for the better, and I can gather these athletes, and if any of them are listening and you're like wondering, what do I do next? Come talk to me. We'll help you find something that's like your calling. It may be art. It may be dance. It may be daycare. Who knows what it is, but let's help you find that so you can be in your truth and then your powers can come back out, because I've watched and I've witnessed my thoughts and how they go sometimes and what happens when I let them go astray, what I can actually not create, but almost manifest sometimes by just giving my thought energy to something. So we do have powerful minds and, you know, it's like, how do we grow back a cut? You know, we get cut and it's bleeding and it's cut open and we don't even think about it and it grows back. Like, our body can heal. What if we put our minds into that? You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza is a guy that comes to mind who he had hundreds of people help him heal his spine that was severed and broken. And he was told he would never walk again. But for 6 months, he laid down flat, or for some period of time, he laid down flat on a table. He put his energy and his thoughts and everyone that he asked to do the same thing into him healing and being able to walk again. And he walks, he's walking, he's doing everything that he was told. There's no way you can do that. So when a doctor tells you, oh, you have anxiety and you know, they're giving you your ailment. And if you don't want it, you don't have to take it. There's ways around that. And of course it's not easy. And I'm not discounting that people have mental things that they deal with. I deal with them myself always. Also stress, anxiety, all kinds of situations, but I've learned the tools, and I've learned that what I'm doing for my body, when I get into that situation, I can easily go through a little work and boom, I'm okay. I know I'm going to be okay. And using that power of the mind gets me there.
I mean, it's so good, Jake. You mentioned that if there are athletes listening and they're not sure what's next and they don't know what to do, they should reach out to you. Somebody who did reach out to you this past summer was Aaron Rodgers. You know, without giving up the whole conversation, can you share what was that conversation like? Was there a connection, obviously, between the two of you, and what was that like?
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, of all things, I mean, we have the same agent, and for years, just never connected. He sent me a message on Twitter, and I happen to be checking my Twitter just randomly. I don't go on there very often, but I'm like, oh, Aaron, he's like, hey, I feel like we should meet up. We think a lot alike. You know, it's about time we connect. And so we had a great conversation. It was really, nice and fulfilling to hear him talk about his career at the stage he's at. I think back to my career and how focused and determined I was. And sometimes I let like that drive take away some of the fun of it. And I see him now, like, just that drive is like fueling more enjoyment of the game. Like, he's truly in his essence right now, loving every second of the game, and it shows in how he's playing. And so we had a great conversation. He talked about what he shared, you know, on the Aubrey Marcus podcast about using some natural medicine to get over some things that were, you know, really, it's unfair that are passed down through our ancestors' DNA, even some traumas that get passed down through genetics, and even some things you deal with as a kid. And, you know, as I get more and more into this, and I'm not going to try to sound like some guy that knows everything about it, but listening to like Dr. Gabor Mate talking about trauma as young kids from age 1 to 4, and like how a lot of like addiction is that's not necessarily passed down through genetics, but can be traced back to childhood traumas that you don't know how to deal with when you're young kids. And I'm learning a lot about, you know, conversations with Aaron and his stage that he's at, and now him, you know, who he is and in the line he's in and the family he has and his friends, and now coming into this new space where he feels so much more himself, yet all of his old friends, all of his old family are kind of going like, what's up with you? Something's wrong with you. And he's saying, no, there's nothing wrong with me. This is me now. I'm actually me. I've shed those layers. I've gotten rid of all that bullshit. I'm like, I feel at peace. And isn't that what we all want? That's all what we strive for, is to be at peace and to be happy and to live in harmony with those around us. And so it was a great conversation. I'm excited for him and what follows his career here. And if this is his last year, which it, you know, sounds like it might be, you know, what he's going to go do now is going to be even way more greater than what he's done for the Green Bay Packers. And I mean that in regards to like playing a game is important. You inspire a lot of people. You're a role model. A lot of individuals find such joy in watching him play. There's also a lot of people that can't stand him too. So he's going to find his role and fall into something beautiful. And I was really glad to make that connection.
The next 60 seconds is dedicated to every small business owner whose company was disrupted or shut down during the pandemic. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes. If you have 5 to 500 employees and you paid wages and healthcare costs during COVID, you may be eligible to receive an employee tax credit of up to $26,000 per an employee. Even if your CPA told you you do not qualify or you already received a PPP loan in the past, Omega Accounting Solutions has helped thousands of small businesses recover more than $400 million in ERC cash. In fact, many CPAs and payroll companies turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Just goes to show how trusted, knowledgeable, and well-regarded they are. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To learn more about the employee tax credit or To schedule a quick and easy free 10-minute ERC consultation, call 1-800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com today. I think that's cool. You know, I'm picking my spots really carefully. I want to respect your time, Jake. You mentioned that when you played, like, you were one of the 30 best in the world. Very clearly, you were QB1. You started in the NFL, and you mentioned, look, man, I was a guy, like, I was 6'2", 195, maybe a little bit more. I'm really curious, when you look back and you realize I was one of the 30 best in the world, what made you one of the 30 best in the world? I mean, how much of that was God-given innate physical ability, and how much of that was just above your shoulders? What made you that guy?
You know, a lot goes into that. You know, obviously it starts from that, when that dream is, that seed starts as a dream when I was a kid to, you know, play in a Super Bowl. You know, when you start doing that and you're out there imitating the greats that you watch as a kid, you know, you just start feeling it. And it's really, it's like the manifestation and the idea started back then. So, you know, did I have the powerful mind when I was 23 or 24, or maybe I had that powerful, you know, unfiltered mind and free from all of the BS of society when I was 4, 5, 6 years old and that dream began. Like, that's when it started. And so maybe my powerful mind back then, when I was just looked at as a little kid, maybe that's what really put me on this path. And so who knows what, you know, where that began, but saying you're one of the best in the world at what you choose to go after, it's like even Olympians, it's any athlete that goes and reaches the pinnacle, they put their minds to it. And whether that was through whatever route they went, you know, I wasn't a, you know, every day of the year dedicated watching film, throwing the ball, doing all. I mean, when the football was over, I was out. Get me away from this thing. Like, it was fun, but I wanted to get away from that thing when it was over. I wanted to be far, far away from football for at least a month. If I could get that, it would be so nice, because it was a lot of heavy work. It was heavy on the body, the mind, and the spirit. And in tough years in Arizona there that we battled hard and lost a lot of games. But what drove me was just that desire to win and to be a part of a team and to have guys around you that could rally, they could believe in you. And there's something that I think goes missing when we retire, is having that camaraderie and having that ability to, like, yo, I got your back. You got my back? All right, we're good. Nothing can stop us. When you retire, you know, you're all of a sudden taking out the garbage, you're mowing the yard, you know, you're figuring out, what the hell do I do now? Where are my boys? Where are my guys? What do I got to do here? And so, you know, having that powerful mind and setting your mind to being one of the best, I never really ever thought I wanted to be the best ever. I mean, that started happening when I got compared to Joe Montana, and coaches like Mark Trestman were like, I want to help you become the best ever. And I was like, I just kind of want to win a Super Bowl and get out of here. You know, that was what I wanted. I wanted to win a Super Bowl and be done, because that's really what my dream was. I didn't care to be known as the best ever in the world, because with that, you lose some anonymity. You lose the ability to then go and, like, you know, like last night I went to a concert down in Boulder and I was bopping around and I only bumped into like 2 people that even knew that what I'd done in my past. You know, they were more like interested in just who I was right now. And so, being able to reach that, to me, is really the best part of where I've come from. Is I can still go back to ASU, I can still go out to a sports bar, and I can get down and dirty with the sports fans and throw some stuff at them to think about, you know, when they want to complain about the Broncos or complain about this. Like, I like to throw at them, like, what if you stopped complaining and started focusing on all the stuff they're doing good, and then said, you know, I believe they're going to get better at communication on the sideline. Instead of ranting and raving and sounding like a blowhard, what would happen if that shift, if all the fans just started thinking like that? Well, fans don't want to hear that, I'm finding out. They like to get out there and bitch about things. But, you know, it's fun. I've been able to pull off a lot, and now a true gift has been given to me to spread the word about, you know, the ability of these mushrooms to help us, the ability to look at your diet, look at your lifestyle, look at, you know, what you watch on TV, what you read, how you speak, who you associate with. Realize you're not trapped in any situation. Life is short. Life is really short, as I know from a lot of friends that have left us already. You know, that life goes by really quick. So, you know, let's make the most of this. Getting involved with Umbo has been amazing, because it gives me the opportunity again to experientially live through this beautiful organism and show people, you know, hey, you can feel better. There's no reason why I should be able to still bounce around on the floor and jump around and and run and jump with all the beatings that I took in my body. But I've gone back and reprogrammed it and got rid of those things and told myself, I don't want to have a bad knee. I don't want to have a bad shoulder. Let's find a way to work through this. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited for what comes next.
My man, absolutely amazing. So, Jake, before you go, and I want to make sure that they know exactly where they can find out about Umbo and everything you're doing, but you mentioned those you've lost already at a young age. You mentioned Arizona State, so of course I'm going to ask you about Pat Tillman. You know, when you talk about the powerful mind, like Pat, I don't ever want people to forget Pat. And I never ever want to sit here and act as if I was close to Pat, because I was not. But I did interview Pat for the first time when he was at Arizona State, and the family did ask me to speak at the memorial, which I consider like maybe the honor of my entire career. But did Pat have that powerful mind at a young age? And for those who don't know or don't remember, what was Pat Tillman like?
Yeah, you know, I was hoping you'd say something just because Pat loved you and loved your show, because you just speak the truth. And so Pat was really about truth and honesty. He really was a great friend. One of the best friends I've ever had that would have actually the be in the right mind to call me to check on me before he left for his last deployment, when, you know, should have been the other way around. But that was Pat. You know, he wanted to check on the people he loved. He wanted to make sure they were doing all right. And not just, hey, how's it going? Good, cool. Not just a text. Hope you're well. Like, he would dive in and make sure to see what you're up to and challenge you and say, that's all you're doing? Why aren't you doing more? You're a badass. Or as Pat would say, you're a fucking badass. Why aren't you doing more? You know, like, and so I got asked a lot to speak about Pat. And it's funny that, you know, as time went, I was like very honored because I was close to Pat. I wasn't one of his best friends, but we spent a lot of time together. We were kindred spirits. We had a very tight bond. And after a while, though, I started to decline interviews because I found myself not living in the light of Pat and what he had taught me. And I mean that by having lists that weren't getting done or things that I wanted to do that I wasn't accomplishing. So I kind of backed away from that because I didn't want to be a false prophet. I didn't want to be a false representation of this man that I was talking about, that to so many was such a great man and it affected so many people in such a positive way. But I'm coming back into that as, like, a lot of times I just think about what Pat might have to say about what I'm up to now or what situation in my life I'm going through with, you know, being a father and in a relationship. Like, I oftentimes would love to talk to him about it because he always had such a unique perspective. And that's really what made him so fun, was he wasn't a dull person. He had a unique perspective on everything. He loved to just make people think. So in light of him, I'm kind of doing that now, like making people think about, hey, do you want to just keep asking your doctor to give you another prescription? How are you really feeling? Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you feel good? If you do, cool. If you don't, let's start thinking about another way. Let's start thinking about a better diet. Let's start thinking about cutting down on alcohol and coffee, and like, don't stop it, but just let's be good at how much moderation we have. And so, yeah, I miss Pat. He was a badass, awesome friend. And, you know, there's a lot of those guys out there, though. There's a lot of people that are like Pat Tillman that really want to see humans prosper and do well. And that's what we're doing at Umbo. We're trying to find athletes, activists, and artists that are doing awesome things, that are trying to make the world better for everybody and for our future generations, because Lord knows we need it with the way that things are going with our waters, with the air, with food. Like, let's get back to our roots here and find a way to make, you know, the life better for people, not now, but, you know, next generation, the generation after.
It's a fucking amazing conversation, Jake. Just absolutely amazing. Did you know that a fire department responds to a fire every 23 seconds? October is Fire Prevention Month, and we have teamed up once again with First Alert, the most trusted brand in fire safety, to help protect your entire home with safety that you know you can trust. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms help provide an early warning in the event of a home emergency. Having enough First Alert smoke and carbon monoxide alarms is one of the very best things that you can do for your home and your family. So install alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. Then, once the alarms are installed, it is important to maintain them by testing them with regularity. Remember, alarms do not last forever, and they do need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If you can't remember the last time you replaced your alarm, it is best to replace the unit completely. And along with alarms, fire extinguishers are essential. Make sure to place fire extinguishers on every level and in common spaces, like the kitchen, and be sure you know how to use them. For more information on fire safety products, safety tips, and educational activities that you can do at the home with your family, go to firstalert.com/fireprevention month. I want to share one thought with you. I've done this a long time, and you know, you get older, as I mentioned, and you know, when I first came up and I was that guy, and I never, like, I look at the media right now and I'm kind of caught up in, I don't get caught up in what other people do because I can only control what I do. And believe me, I got enough shit to do that I should worry about myself. But I never, even when I came up and I was kind of younger and brash, I never said shit just to say shit. Like, I always meant what I said, and I said what I meant, and I was always kind of real about it. But, you know, you get kind of older and then you kind of let your guard down a little bit and you're more vulnerable. I just want to be really honest about this. Like, yeah, and I have moments. Like, I've done this for so long. Even when you and I come together to start this conversation, even if we haven't spoken in a few years, there's still a connection. And it means so much, these relationships. Yeah. Like, I never understood how important relationships were. I just want to say, I had a real moment just now when I asked you about Pat and you said, dude, Pat loved you. He loved the show. I mean, dude, that really struck a chord. Like, I kind of choked up on that. That meant so much to me that you said that, because I know that you wouldn't just say that. And Pat, man, he was just so different. He was just such a different dude. He would be so proud of you and what you're saying and what you're doing and what you've made of your life. Listen, before you go, there's so much here and it's so fascinating. If people want to learn more about Umbo and the things that you're doing there, where do they start? Where do they go? If they want to start their journey, what would you suggest with the work you're doing?
Yeah. You know, check it out at getumbo.com. That's our website. We've got capsules and some really, really good bars. They're made with honey and some nuts and five functional mushrooms in them. So we've taken mushrooms and people are like, oh, I don't like the taste. Well, get some of these bars and you'll change your opinion about that, because we've made them taste good. We've incorporated them with something that tastes good. Also, maybe go down to your local, you know, natural grocers or Whole Foods or whatever it is, and buy some mushrooms, some oyster mushrooms, and go online, learn how to cook them, and try a different mushroom than the slimy ones that come out of a can or that they put on your Carl's Jr.'s burger, because these things are really amazing. I mean, they taste good. I don't eat meat anymore, but I've found mushrooms are a great supplement to that. I'm not saying everybody should stop eating meat, but we could eat a little less meat and the world might get a little better. And so getumbo.com, and we actually have a code Rome15 for anybody that wants to order the capsules or the bars. We're looking, like I said, to just keep pushing this out there to people to show them there's something else that helps them. There's a rest. There's a rise capsule that helps you have sustained energy during the day, and a rest capsule that helps you get really nice, solid sleep at night. And together they work at a cellular level to, you know, enhance our human potential, right? To have us be the best we can be. And you can also go to mycolove.farm, which is where I started farming mushrooms and getting my hands dirty and watching these beautiful things grow from a little teeny like liquid culture all the way to a fruiting body. And it's been such a gratifying experience to really, their growth has been part of my growth, you know, almost at the same exact time. And so mycolove.farm, there's a code SNAKE10, which gets you some percentage, 10% off there if you want to order just tinctures. These are just dual extracted tinctures that are really, really good for you. And that's what I'm up to, man. And if anybody else, you know, there's some blogs on the Umbo site that talk just about even the psychedelic things and going on at what's going on there, because, you know, mental health is an issue in this world, and overdosing on these nasty, you know, nasty pills that a lot of guys coming out of the league are addicted to is a serious epidemic and something we need to really think about as a culture. So we're here to answer questions. There's websites there's emails. You got more questions, you want more insight, we're here, like I said, just to help people, you know, think a little bit about how good they want to feel. If they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then come check us out.
Hey, listen, I think there are athletes on nasty pills, and then there are normal, everyday, walking life people that are on nasty pills, people who need things to get up, people who need things to go to sleep. I think everybody could benefit. Yep. I love that I have a promo code, getumbo.com, and hit Rome15, getumbo.com, yeah, Rome15. I love that. I am pumped on that. I'm going there next. Jake, I can't say how much I appreciate you. I can't say how much I appreciate the conversation. I got so much out of this conversation. Rest assured, I will push it out and I will listen to it once again. My man, I appreciate it so much, Jake. Cool. Thank you. It was great.
Hey, Jim. Thank you, man. I really appreciate your time. It's great to reconnect. Don't be a stranger, man. I got all kinds of things going on up here to share. So reach out another time. I'll come on the show.
So, what is the fastest ball sport in the world? Not baseball, not tennis. In fact, it is the sport of Jailai, spelled Jailai, originating in the Basque region of Spain and played professionally in the U.S., most notably in the 1980s. Jailai is making an unprecedented comeback. The ball reaches speeds of 150 miles per hour. The action is intense. The danger factor is high. Six-person teams of professional athletes play the sport at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I invite you to check out all the action Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. Go to HighlightWorld.com or download the free Highlight app in the App Store. The sport, with its intensity and athleticism, is well worth watching. Check out all the action at HighlightWorld.com. Matches are played similar to tennis, with a player or team required to win two sets to win a match. Each set is played up to 6 points. It is a sport you need to check out. HighlightWorld.com, Monday and Tuesday at 5 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. Like I said, different dude, and I mean that in the best way possible. Great to get caught up with Jake Plummer. Really appreciate his time and being able to have that conversation with him. If you like that and you're looking for more of where that came from, then you are looking in the right spot, because we already have 237 episodes in the can, and they're all fire and they all hold up. Now, if you've already mowed through all of that, thank you very much. There is more on the way, because a brand new conversation drops every single week, which is why it's a great idea to take a second and subscribe right now. That way, you will never have to worry about tracking down the episodes. They will find you instead. So take that moment, smash that subscribe button, and while you're doing that, I'm going to leave you with this week's voicemails.
First new message.
Yes, this is Ken in Milwaukee. Yeah, I'm really sorry about the game on Saturday that the Badgers took a big dump in their pants. Well, at least the weather was nice, and I hope the beer was cold. You know what? Maybe that Urban Meyer thing doesn't look really that bad right now. You know, we have co-eds in Madison that like to lap dance once in a while, and, you know, we really do have famous celebrities up there that can talk to them. What do you say, Jim? Thank you very much.
Message saved. Next message.
Romy, Justin in Melbourne. Oh, no, you didn't. Were you busting out some soccer talk with Dwight Freeney? Unbelievable. I did not see that coming. And word of the wise, Jim, I know you're going to go see Jake this weekend and probably have some adult pops. And you're probably going to eat a lot, but, dude, you don't got your Peloton unless you're bringing that on the plane with you over there. Be wise, Jim. Be wise.
Message saved. Next message.
What's up, Fans Mac? It's Brady. Great interview with Dwight Freeney. Tremendous story about him playing goalie on the soccer team. And keep pouring out those buckets of Jungle Karma for Cuse Nation.
Message saved. Next message.
Hey, Jim. Mark in Tampa. 30-year grateful listener. 60-year football fan. I just wanted to say that Mahomes is the most unique, exciting player since King, Unique, Freak, Barry Sanders. Imagine that backfield. Thanks, Jim, for all the years.
Message saved. Next message.
Yimmy, Patrick, and Penticton. Jim Rome's big head bets. You and the big head remain tied after 4 weeks. A big 4-2-1 week brought you both up over 500 to 52%. This gambling game's hard, dog.
Message deleted. Next message.
Yimmy, Patrick, and Penticton. My bad. I called it wrong. My bad. I got the scores wrong. I got the winner wrong. My bad, my friend. I'm sorry. Big Head is now at 56% for the season. This gambling game's still hard, dog.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hello. Hey, just wondering if this is recording for the Jim Rome Big Head Bets podcast. How about we get Fantasy Elvie involved in this and place bets on maybe the fantasy lineup? Who's in, who's out? That'd be all right.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Rome, I just want to tell you I liked the Ryan Holiday episode a lot. That was really good. It was, like, really applicable for my life. Sometimes the guests, just the stuff they talk about, it's, like, not really something that can really help. But anyway, that guy was really good. Have a good one, man. Oh, and I know you're a Libra, so happy birthday whenever that is. I forget the day. Bye.
Message saved. Next message.
Hey, Rome, what's up? This is David from Buffalo. Got to call in here, talk a little NBA with you, man. I can't believe that Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant are actually going to be on the same team. I mean, this is incredible, man. I mean, what the hell is going to happen next? Are the Zatolas going to call into the Smack-Off next year? Is Jay Stu and JT the Brick going to do a tandem call? It's going to be incredible to watch this because I'm going to tell you one thing. Ben Simmons can't shoot worth shit. Durant, who knows where this guy's at? He's so sensitive. And Kyrie Irving, you know he wants the basketball in his hand. There's no guy who's got more pressure on him right now in the NBA than Steve Nash. He can say, oh, it's all well and good here at training camp. But once they start losing, they find out they're going to be like a 5 seed in the East. The pressure is going to fall on his shoulders. And then one of these guys is going to start asking for a trade. It's that simple. I'm out.
Message saved. You have no more messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.